Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Our newest supporter, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. LER Magazine, celebrating their 15th anniversary. Lower Extremity Review. Populate, electronic medical records, specializing in podiatry, orthopedic surgery, and world-renowned UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader. Bill Crawford, he's the owner-operator of Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale. He's a National Fitness Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement recipient. He's my classmate on the Hall of Fame. He's returning, along with Lindsay Barnett. She's an executive coach, senior people leader, and by the way, a baseball mom. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom. Your emails. Bill Crawford, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Wild, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me back. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and be a guest on your show.
Yes, Bill, of course, one of the gurus of fitness, going way, way back to the Nautilus days. Bill, give us some background on yourself and Basic Training MedX.
Well, I started with the Nautilus Group way back in the 1970s when I became associated with the fitness industry in Los Angeles. I have a background of athletics. I grew up in the mountains of Colorado, 10,000 feet, where you get fit just because it's incidental to the
environment. Because you live there.
I lived there, and I was a downhill racer, a skier, and my first weight set was a broomstick with bricks on it. And when my father saw that I was making progress with that, he bought me a weight set from Sears, and then I lifted weights, in school and for training for skiing. And when I went out to Los Angeles, I became involved with Nautilus and Arthur Jones almost immediately as an owner-operator. And the rest is history. It's all I've ever done.
Yeah, the great Arthur Jones. You know, when I first had met you and we had that commonality, my relationship with the late, great Bob Guida, the 70s, he had Nautilus. And it was like nobody else in the world seems to have that. You were one of the pioneers. I mean, Nautilus took the fitness injury by storm in so many ways. And they're still involved in some ways, aren't they?
They are. And I'll tell you, the original Nautilus equipment was light years ahead of anything that was present back then. And it's still light years ahead of most of the exercise machine technology that's available today, with the exception of MedX.
Interesting. You know, again, Nautilus with the single rep, all these fancy machines that would allow us the first baseball player I ever put orthotics in the spikes, Eric Soderholm, came and he was training with Nautilus and was part of his rehab. And then he came to see Bob Guida. And it was a whole revolution when it came to types of training in many instances, and a real, real pioneer. And so many sports teams and superstars to grandmas got involved through that famous name of Nautilus.
Yeah, and we discovered that less is more. And there's four basic principles. Number one, train the muscles in isolation. Train them through the full range of motion. Train them with equalized resistance and train them to muscle failure so that the muscles will adapt to the stress and get stronger. It's just that simple.
It seemed that they instigated that the ability to isolate a particular group, whether it was your abs, whether it was your biceps, whether it was your quadriceps, through machine technology, and that was something that really, and it allows, again, that tension to, you know, range of motion. You could have used that when you're doing your downhill skiing, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Training MedX. How long have you been in Scottsdale doing personal training, Bill?
Well, Debbie, my wife and I have had this facility for almost 29 years now.
Wow.
And it's a large facility. It's a MedX fitness strength training center on one side, and then on the other side that's glassed in, I have the rehabilitation and where I do one-on-one training. And we run it
Bill,
together.
Bill, tell us a little bit about MedX. Well, who is it, and what is MedX?
MedX is the evolution of Nautilus. Everything that Arthur learned and tested over many, many, many years, he finally perfected with the new equipment that he came out with called MedX. And it doesn't have any chains, cables, or guide rods. The weight stacks are lifted from underneath with a system of levers, so there's no friction. It's very compatible with all of the joints that are involved in the rotational aspect of whatever lift that you're doing. And it's really popular in Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Dubai, even Australia. You don't see a lot of it in the U.S. because it's prohibitively expensive, and then you have to teach people how to use it. But we have every single piece, and we have all five medical pieces as well.
I know over your career, and I always, when I'm talking about you and individuals like yourself, who are training from superstars to grandmas, including kids. And I know you've worked with various teams, different professional athletes, whatever. What's been some of that inclusion in your personal training over the years, Bill, where you've worked with some teams and athletes?
Well, you know, the highlight of my day is seeing the progress that people make. And whether it's it's so rewarding, especially with the geriatric populations. We have so many people in their 90s, some people that came in wheelchairs and walkers, and they can walk now. They can get out of chairs. They're mobile. And I tell you, the satisfaction that gives you, I don't know if it extends their life, but it definitely gives them more quality of life while they're
here. I think that was one of the revolutions we've noticed over the past couple of decades, which was you're never too old for resistance training.
Never.
Of course, you need proper technique. You really need to know what you're doing, of course. But the idea, again, that the weightlifting and or resistance training was something that seniors couldn't do, took a long time to put that myth to sleep, didn't it?
Remember when they used to tell us that we were predisposed to losing a certain percentage of our muscle mass over the age of 60 and there was nothing we can do about it?
Yes.
We now know that that's false. You can build muscle well into your 90s.
What about your attention, again, besides the, whether it's professional teams or coaches and owners and whatever, but the you know, one of the big areas of excitement for decades on the Sports Doctor is youth sports and all different aspects. And the again, you were one of them. So the importance, why I co-wrote the book, Bill, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, everybody, you're listening in capital letters, epidemic of youth sports overkill, overuse injuries. You seem to pay attention to the kids also, don't you?
I do, and the most resistant pockets of ignorance that I see are the trainers in high school and collegiate sports. They're still living in the dark ages, and, you know, we're working.
Yeah, they're
still using
ice on injuries. You know, with my longtime colleague, Gary Reinl, who wrote the book Iced, almost a decade ago when I had him on the radio talking about, but that's an interesting thing. Because on the one hand, we think that we've made such tremendous progress in all of these areas we're touching on. And then to hear you say something, which is the fact that they still, you know, when it comes to those areas like high school sports, let alone the adolescents, let alone the seniors, there's a lot of education. This is why we like to include experts like yourself when we're talking about these particular areas. And the mistake sometimes, or the overkill in some of the overscheduling with some of these younger athletes.
Yeah, and you got to be careful with these younger athletes with their bones and their joints. They're not fully developed yet. Their brains aren't even fully developed. And so when you're having kids do squats, deadlifts, you know, old-fashioned style bench presses, they're really harmful to you if you're not doing them carefully.
Bill, what's the best website people could find out about you, your great history, you and Debbie, your facility? What's the best site for people to go to for info?
Our best site is www.basictrainingscottsdale.com. That's where you can learn all about us, our facility, my background, Debbie's background, and how we present in the fitness community.
You know, when you work with, whether it's the athletes themselves, whatever their ages, again, from superstars to grandmas, you're talking about, again, seniors and these kinds of challenges to all different areas, I always have to ask individuals and experts like yourself, Bill, how's your sports psychology skills, my friend?
Well, I think they're pretty good. I
right?
do a lot
when
of
when you're dealing with the parents or the families, and you know people with their resolutions. Are people running out of their resolutions yet at your facilities? It's February.
You know, we don't really get a lot of that because we don't promote that like the big box gyms do. You know, it's January, get fit, blah blah blah. Primarily, our business works off of referrals. And we also know that we need to support the people that are around the people that are trying to achieve their fitness goals. So it's a community effort, especially when there's a heavy lift involved. So we try to be as encouraging as we can. We try to get people to show up and to just be really cognizant about their schedule and their maintenance. And if they show up at the front door, it's going to happen. And that's what we do. We help the people that show up at the front door. Once they're in
there,
that's
a big guy. It's a big effort. Now, the attention, of course, in all areas of sports medicine today, Bill, as we know through our great organization, the National Fitness Hall of Fame, all the great individuals involved over that whole history, the attention
right.
to nutrition, the attention to rest and recovery, the mental side. This is a big deal when it comes to overall fitness and wellness, isn't it?
It's huge, especially the recovery, because so many people think that more is better. And boy, if I'm
yes.
working out two or three times a week, I should be working out seven times a week. The benefit doesn't take place during the exercise. The benefit takes place, as you well know, during the recovery and the body's adaptation to the stresses imposed on the tissue during the workouts. You've got to give yourself time to recover. Very important.
But when you come again to the serious athletic population, again, whether it's college, whether it's professional teams, et cetera, you know, Bill, I got to get better by yesterday. You know, we all know the scourge of painkillers in sports and et cetera, et cetera. So education, you know, so important when you're dealing with, again, some of the, and you know, the more talented, the more the pressure seems to be on, whether it's to get back after an injury or it's to enhance performance. And this is where, again, the education becomes even more important, regardless of who you're working with, wouldn't you say?
I do. And I think that a lot of the athletes recognize, and the general population doesn't, your body is a lot stronger than you give it credit for being. And its ability to recover is much greater than we think. So
that's
you got
to
get back in the game fast. You got to get back in fast. Start the recovery. Start the exercise immediately. Just like when we do knee replacements now, they have you up and walking that day.
Yeah, the idea of putting people in casts, even again, you know, for ankle problems, like we talk about all the time, of course, as a sports podiatrist, I know I'm prejudiced, but when I talk about the two different exercises, I want everybody, whatever their sport or level is, I want them to include strengthening feet and ankles and working balance.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
this working with seniors, the huge area, Bill, of fall prevention. This has become such a big deal. I know you pay a lot of attention to that with your seniors and what you're mixing in with the kinds of exercises they're doing. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So what we do with a senior that's primarily interested in balance is we train their legs to get strong first. That's step number one. Once their legs have achieved a certain level of strength, then we put them on unstable platforms where there's
right movement. Instability training, I call it.
Exactly. And we have them perform tasks on an unstable platform, and their brain reacts to those movements and they self-correct without having to think about it. And that's the goal, so that when you're walking down the street and you stumble, your body makes those corrections before you even realize that you stumbled. That's what
you
it's know, all
Gaida.
About.
Guida had every athlete and senior on mini trampolines balancing in different parts. They might have had a hockey stick in their hand, a baseball glove, a tennis racket, but he wanted to create imbalance because he was so attentive to the stabilizers. And I know you've talked a lot about that. You just mentioned that exact picture in our mind. Somebody almost starts to fall and they react because they've been working some of those systems. You know, fall prevention is one of the biggest areas today their physical therapy and balance centers. They even use the term in that regard. Who's some of your oldest athletes that have been working with you for decades, right, Bill?
Yeah, some of them have been working with us for 25 years. And every day we've got people come in here in their 90s, and they're just in great shape. You would never imagine that they were their physical age, because what they've done is they've reversed their fitness age, and that you can do.
We've got to get assisted living and nursing home facilities tuned into what you're talking about to include these important kinds of exercise throughout life. Do you find that education is getting out there to the medical community, to the senior community? Bill, even though I know it's we're still treading water in some ways, but do you find that we're making progress in that education side?
Bob, I think we're starting to make progress again. We lost some momentum during COVID. You probably remember I represented the National Fitness Hall of Fame in Washington with two surgeon generals and the CDC with the Step It Up program. And that was to get the most sedentary members of our population on their feet moving. So we worked with fitness personalities to do PSAs. We worked with the medical community to write prescriptions. And we worked with municipalities to put in infrastructure for walkable, rollable transportation. And the ball was dropped. We're trying to pick it back up again and go forward.
Yes, it's the new medicine, Bill. Number one, eat smarter. We'll let you define it, everybody. Number two, keep moving, whatever your activity. Number three, rest and recovery, and trying to stay away from being medicated or being on diets. I knew the time would fly with you, Bill. Give us again the website. People could find out all about the great work you and Debbie do out there in Scottsdale.
www.basictrainingscottsdale.com.
Fantastic. Bill Crawford, owner-operator. Hold on, Bill. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey, sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Lindsay Barnett. She's an executive coach. She's a senior people leader, and she's also been a baseball mom. Lindsay, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Lindsay, give us some background on yourself, some of your sports mom experience, and some of the different things that you're so involved in.
Yeah, so I am a mother of a almost 15-year-old baseball player, and I am also a working mom. So I have, more or less, since he was born, been navigating being what I hope he thinks is a great mom, as well as being a great employee, a great manager, leader, and now, great entrepreneur.
As an executive coach, senior people leader, what would you include in that?
Yeah, so senior people leader, so I have spent the last 20 years or so in either holding leadership roles in the human resources function. I've also worked with Fortune 500 companies as well as growing startups. And I am now a solopreneur, and I work with different organizations as well as coach. I tend to coach executive leaders and people leaders. And what that coaching often consists of depends
on... you got to coach some of these sports parents, you know? Again, you know, what are the biggest specialty over the years in so many different areas? Again, whether it's family relationships, communication between coaches and parents. We're all picturing, as we speak, the out-of-control parent on the sidelines, et cetera. So many times the area of youth sports, which is such a big business, the more talented your son or daughter, the more pressure there is to play, to push through, et cetera, et cetera. And this is, again, one of the reasons we like to include people who coach all sorts of areas of life, whether it's life coaches, executive coaches, because so many are involved as sports parents themselves or involved, whether it's traveling teams, club teams, and the kinds of pressures that are involved. Tell us a little bit about your baseball mom experiences.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting because I feel like as a baseball mom, I try to make it to as many games as I can, try to be as supportive as I can. And I think, you know, there are definitely the baseball moms that are the team moms that are setting up the group chats. They know all the logistics. They're talking regularly to the coaches.
You know, on the sports, Dr. Lindsay, we're interested in two main things, regardless of how talented your son is or what level. Mm-hmm. Number one is we want to prevent injuries. We want to prevent problems. The reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries. Whether it's the kid who's throwing too much with arm problems or the foot and leg problems because they're playing 20 games a week, and there's all sorts of overkill in so many different areas. And in that regard, many times we're interested, again, in how that plays out. The famous late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery shared my radio show with me for years in the 90s, and he had a couple of great pieces of advice to sports parents. Number one was don't be a critic analyzing your kid's performance on the way home in the car. Number two, be a good listener. Find out, are you hurting? How's it going with your teammates, et cetera, et cetera? What were some of your experiences in that regard as far as what position does your son play?
He plays either second or shortstop. He's an infielder.
Hey, that was me, man, over the years.
Yes.
You know, some of our best. The Derek Jeter, some of our best athletes in that situation. How's been his history of staying out of injury concerns and problems?
Yeah, so he has been fairly fortunate. Only one injury on, unfortunately, a very cold day where I think the pitching arm was not, happened to be pitching, and his pitching arm, I think, was not fully warmed up to because it's hard to stay warm on a very cold day. And he went to physical therapy and really tried to take good care of himself. He had a lot of great support from his coaches and teammates. They welcomed him to come to the games, you know, sit in the dugout with the team.
Because I got a shocker for you, Lindsay, which is the famous Tommy John surgery, which everybody's heard of. Now is a 25% of these procedures of teenagers because of overkill and overuse. And this is, again, these things that we want to sometimes pay attention to. And again, if you have a crowd of 500 people in the audience you're talking to, 75% of them have kids who are playing sports. And many times need to learn a lot of these different, you know, rules and regulations or communication skills. You know, that's why I would ask sports parents all the time how their communication skills were going. You know, where we would have these young kids saying, "Doctor, well, you don't understand. If my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her knees are killing her. So she's got to play, and she's trying out for another team, et cetera, et cetera." And again, many times as an executive coach, or, you know, I bet you half the senior people that you work with, if they're not sports parents, they might be sports grandparents like me.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And they want to get to those games, right?
Yes. Lindsay, what's the website people could find out about you and your work in the executive coach and the people leader world?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. BarnettCoaching.com, BARNETT, coaching.com.
And who are your typical individuals you're dealing with? Again, is it in mostly the business area? Is it the community, the school area? What do you deal with?
I find it, I typically work with people in the corporate space just because of my background. But a lot of times what I work with people on is really finding better work-life balance so that they can go to those games and be present for their family and friends. And,
yeah, that's a key word, isn't it, being present, the whole world of mindfulness, the idea of, again, that life balance, which is something, again, I have people on from all over the world, whether they're in the psychology world, the psychiatry world, the personal training, physical, mental, et cetera. And the life balance side in youth sports and or the corporate world is such a big deal. Burnout is such. Now, of course, the pandemic and social media has like quadrupled the concerns and problems in so many of these areas, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yep. I'm working on a book right now to help people navigate burnout. So, it is a big issue.
In the medical field, it's a big deal. In any of the corporate areas, it's such a big deal, again, because there's so many different kinds of pressures. And this is why we have so many experts on in these areas, in the areas of self-hypnosis, holistic medicine, massage therapy, rest and relaxation. Even in the highest level of sports, where they used to think some of this stuff was voodoo, it's now become really science-based. How do you find the corporate world is doing with all of these tremendous pressures? I guess that's why you're writing the book about burnout. What are some of the things you're going to be stressing as you're putting your book together? What are some of your bullet points?
I think the key thing is that, you know, to achieve well-being, we have to do it together, because we can't expect one person to do it alone, because there's an ecosystem around us. So if my son wanted to take a day off, but every other player is still playing, it's really hard for him to say, well, my body is telling me I need a day off, but everybody else is still out there, so I guess I better go. Same thing applies in the corporate world, right? Well, I'd like to get off at 5, but everybody else around me is working till 8. So what do I do?
Especially, you know, the pandemic turned the world upside down, where people were working at home. Right now, we're dealing with all these challenges. Who's going to go back to the office? Who isn't? All of these different kinds of situations. And again, when it comes to this life balance side, and that's why we talk on the Sports Doctor so much, Lindsay, of what I call the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter. I'll let you define smarter. Eat smarter. Number two is keep moving.
whether you want to be a walker, a runner, go to the gym, whatever you happen to do, yoga, whatever it is, keep moving. Number three, rest and relaxation, reducing stress, whatever that is. That it becomes so important, whether it's meditation, whether it's relaxation. And we find that including this with such emphasis is a big deal, whether you're talking to the top CEO of the company or the best player on the team. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. And I think, you know, one of the things that probably not too dissimilar in medicine is, you know, someone has their primary care doctor, then they've got their orthopedist, then there's the pharmacist, right? There's a whole team that's part of your
overall... Don't forget
overall...
their podiatrist. Don't forget
and their podiatrist, yes. Yeah, so there's a whole team that's responsible, but that team only has limited information. So, you know, who's quarterbacking and really putting all of these things together? Because, you know, that is where sometimes people get injured because, you know, the rest day in this program is on Tuesday, but that's the, you know, conditioning and agility day in this program.
Yes. Well,
but
you
they
mentioned
don't know
quarterbacking.
That the others
yes.
aren't doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
When the sports doctor's in, that's the quarterbacking. Am I referring you to nutrition, to personal training, to psychology, et cetera, et cetera? When you talk, what are these three energies that you mentioned and talk about with working parents that they can play with regarding some of your different coaching and leadership recommendations, Lindsay?
Yeah, so I think what I've uncovered, at least for myself and in some of my coaching clients, is that, you know, there's the typically discussed energies, right, like eating well, exercise, sleep, et cetera. But there are other energies that can keep us going. And so one of them is creative energy. So finding a way to be creative can give us an energy boost.
Great
Another
point.
One is connection energy, right? Am I making time to connect with other people, with nature, with the bigger picture? And then the third one is completion energy. So I joke, you know, go do the laundry. Complete something and get a little bit of an energy boost from that, because sometimes we get
Is
so overwhelmed
they would
because
say, they
so
said in religion
happening.
Yes they, facetiously they said in religion or whatever psychology that somebody was scrubbing the floor, but they were in all sorts of euphoria and bliss when people thought that they were working. But those are very interesting, important points. The additional energies, this creative energy. And the, did you mention the connection?
Connection energy,
yes.
And then completion energy.
Very, very important points when I think you're talking about, you know, besides some of these other ones that we kind of take for granted. And how have you found whether it's the corporate world? I want to ask you more about that when we come back, Lindsay, how the corporate world or some of these other individuals have tapped into these recommendations you're making. We're talking with Lindsay Barnett. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with sports mom, executive coach, and senior people leader, Lindsay Barnett. And we were talking about, Lindsay, where you were mentioning these different energies, these creative energy and connection as an example. And I was asking you right before the break how, whether it's the corporate world, and or some of the different areas that you're coaching from, how they're accepting some of this new attention to these important areas. Again, you know, something like your creative energy or the connection side of things being so important. How have you found from the medical side to the school side or the corporate side, how are they accepting some of this attention to pay attention to that and that burnout side that you're going to be writing about? Yeah, how have you found some of these populations responding to what you emphasize?
Yeah. Well, I'm more closely associated with the corporate world and then others through other networks and friends. But, you know, in the corporate world, it's kind of hard to look away from $300 million in lost productivity due to burnout and stress, right? So once you put a dollar figure on things, I think people start paying at least a little bit closer attention. And I think, you know, that's a lot of what I work with my clients on is, you know, how do they find their way through it? Because what is overwhelming to me and maybe a source of burnout for me may be very different than for you or anyone else listening to this call.
Well, when you're working with the mental side of things, what connection, if any, might you have on the world of psychology and the world of social work? Besides, I would imagine the corporate world with their PR people might be in the middle of a lot of these things that you do.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm focused on the person, just like a therapist might be or you know, others might be. How can I help that person be their best self? So that is what I'm here to do and support people. And I also do that at a team level, at an organizational level. You know, how do we scale that up to support everybody having the opportunity to share their gifts with the world and do it in a way that's sustainable?
You know, there's such high pressure in so many different areas. We won't even mention the word politics when it comes to so many pressures in everybody's lives, you know, burning a candle in 12 different areas. So the pressure is very, very high in so many different areas. This life balance, again, like you had mentioned. And I would imagine that the value, probably you have some of these people, again, they're involved with their five different doctors and some of their medical problems, et cetera, that might be very well. Might you at some instance consult with or refer to psychology?
For sure. So, you know, there have been many instances where I have said to a coaching client, I hear you. I appreciate that this is a challenge for you, but we're out of my scope. This is where you may need to, you know, if you don't have a psychologist or a therapist that you're actively working with, happy to see if I can arrange some referrals for you. But, you know, I have to know where to draw the line, and I'm very clear with my clients.
Yes, and I find, you know, the coaching world has exploded.
times a thousand in the past decade or two. Everybody's a coach. And I would ask many of them, again, whether they were life coaches, health coaches, executive coaches, et cetera, how their relationship was with these, with the psychology field, with the whole mental health area. And I found mostly good cooperation.
It seems,
even though many of the psychologists and psychiatrists that I would have on as guests would say, you know, we got to be very, very careful here who we're including in this whole coaching world. Have you found out that challenge also, Lindsay?
Well, I feel like if you are client-centered, we're all going to be in cooperation around supporting that individual. But I have also seen that there are some coaches that are going on to get, therapy licensure, as well as, therapists getting coaching. So there is starting to be a little bit of overlap. But I think the key thing is, in the coaching world, one of the things that I've found valuable and that I've noticed is that there is a governing body or certification body called the International Coaching Foundation. That there are a few other certification bodies, but that is one thing that I would offer up is if you are going to work with a coach, it's worthwhile to look into their credentials. Where do they get their education and their certification from? And are they accredited through these kind of larger accreditation bodies?
Well, these are the things, again, we stress these three main areas on the Sports Doctor, Lindsay, which is number one, awareness, the awareness of whatever we're talking about, whatever the topic is, the importance of bringing it to people's attention, education, the idea of making a difference and talking about what's so important in some of these different areas that we're becoming aware of. And the third area is some sort of positive action, making some sort of a difference, because, again, the pressure is so high in so many different areas. And again, the when is your book? What's the title? Do you have a title of this upcoming book?
I do. Yes, it's called "Working Hell to Working Well: Making Your Company Work for You."
Working Hell to Working Well. Yes. So the when are you looking to have it published?
It should be on Amazon sometime this month. I don't have the exact date yet, but on my website, which is workinghowtoworkingwell.com, the book website, you can sign up to get on the mailing list to get the update, like book is ready. So you don't have to keep looking for it.
And a couple of those main bullets that you're looking in this with this great title, give us a few more bullets.
Yeah, so, some of what I talk about is the state of well-being in the workplace, why we need to be paying attention now. This is the challenge for our generation and generations to come, given the amount of stress, especially in the younger generations. There are great tips around things that you can do as individuals. So working mindfully, creating time and space for more choice, being truer to yourself at work, knowing your needs, your habits, your energy, and then how do you bring that to action? And then how do you bring others along with you on that journey? Skills for people leaders, thoughts for organizations. So I try to take both my, experience from coaching individual clients and what I know about individual and personal development, as well as the systemic understanding from all of my years working inside a corporation. How can all of these things come together so we can really find the path forward and make work a great place to be?
You find the CEOs, the people who are really at the heads of many of the different businesses, seem to be a lot more involved in some of these important points that you're talking about. And paying attention regarding the workforce, because social media has put so much pressure in so many different areas, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And, CEOs certainly have their hands full trying to navigate stakeholders and results and performance.
I mean, we all got to pay attention. We all got to stay out of it. We got to keep our eye on Elon Musk. You know what I mean? Who knows where this guy's going? one regard or another with these kinds of pressures. But again, the burnout is a big, big problem in so many areas. And this is why the education, I think, is so important. And I'm sure you've thrown in, with that title, you have to have thrown in your share of some good humor in there.
Of course, yes. Yes. But we wouldn't survive without it. But
yes.
You know what? One statistic to share with you is one of the Society for Human Resources Management did a study, and they found that people who experience a sense of belonging are 2.5 times less likely to burn out than people who don't have that feeling. And so if you think about, you know, all these sports teams and whatnot, that to me is the biggest gift to my son, is that he has this incredible sense of belonging being on this team. And that will help him as he goes and is navigating the pressure and potentially, you know, avoiding burnout. And the same applies in the corporate world.
Yes.
Who's your friend?
And also
who's
whether
in your network?
Before you turn around, you'll be pushing and wondering about scholarships. And the,
yes.
sometimes, again, those pressures that are involved in so many different areas. And this is why sports parents, as well as
yeah.
coaches, need to open up that dialogue and have communication. Again, the sports parents being a good listener as to whether or not your son or daughter even wants to continue to play, or if the pressure's on. I knew the time would fly by. Lindsay, give us
yeah.
that site again that people can go to find out about you, your work, the book.
Yep. So to find me and my broader services, it's barnettcoaching.com. And if you're curious about the book, hoping to find greater work-life harmony, workinghelltoworkingwell.com has
I like
all
that
the
title.
Update
Lindsay
and lots
Barnett.
Of resources.
Thanks so much. Hold on, Lindsay. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, live from icy Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, and this is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, and answer a few emails. Next week, I got a couple of my faves in the world of sports medicine coming back, joining me, Paul Calloway. Paul was the first physical therapist on the golf tour. Gosh, with the Jack Nicklauses, the Arnold Palmers, he's still involved in the world of golf and physical therapy. He's also now become an executive life coach, fitness coach, the whole mental side of things, Dr. Paul Calloway, PhD. So we're excited about him coming back. Gosh, he's been on and off the radio with us like 20 years. Another longtime favorite guest, Mike McAleese. Mike is a massage therapist, reflexology expert. His SOMAR School of Reflexology and Massage Therapy. He'll be joining us. So we're really going to have a chance to really look back with some exciting stuff with both of these great guests. Following week, returning Chance Rodriguez. Chance is the founder and CEO of Populate. EMR, Electronic Medical Records, which specializes in podiatry, orthopedic surgery, physiatry,
and he'll be joining us. So great guests, great topics coming up. As always, everybody, my website, it's still pretty new, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Got an exciting announcement. You know, before the pandemic, I was putting together the Sports Doctors In consulting group. So many different experts that participate in my show. As part of that group of referrals, the Sports Doctors In. So we're going to be talking more about that. People who want to find out more about our free consultation, the whole idea of this consultation is to be able to talk to sports parents, whether it's about a specific injury, whether it's about whatever their concerns are with their son or daughter athlete, and being able to make recommendations on a few different sessions regarding whether it's nutrition, whether it's sports psychology, mental training. All of these expert services will be available with the Sports Doctors In consultation. So again, the new website is thesportsdoctorradio.com. The Dr. Bob Wisdom this week, we want to talk about the importance of rest and recovery. This whole overkill, overuse in areas of youth sports, the whole, like Bill Crawford mentioned today, our first guest, about more is better, that whole philosophy, whether it's for weekend athletes, weekend warriors, senior citizens, or the world of youth sports. Again, the reason I co-authored the book with Hall of Fame volleyball coach and kinesiology professor Sharkey Zartman was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. Too much, including the specialists. Again, my subspecialty, figure skating, where we have 10, 12-year-olds skating 10 days a week. The importance of rest and recovery, both physically and mentally. And we want sports parents, coaches, to be paying attention. A few emails. Tom says, I am a coach of youth tennis, mostly teens. I want to ask you more about those two exercises. Tom, strengthening feet and ankles, working on balance. You know, I mentioned during the show how Guida used to have tennis players, McEnroe, standing and balancing on a mini tram, swinging at tennis ball, different areas. So important. Again, the Sports Doctors In segment with the great Run With It TV show celebrating their 10th anniversary in British Columbia with Christine Blanchet. And What's Your Racket with senior tennis with the great Lou Vickery. Great stuff coming up. Everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. See you next week. Thank you, BBS.